And they call that the shin there?
Shin of your leg, yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you hit, you done hurt some.
Yeah. And these are 2 feet. Yeah, and this is one.
One. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. If someone's been sick a while, but he's up and about now, and, you know, and he's still not doing real good, you say, well, he still looks a little. How would you say he looks? He still looks a little.
A little bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else you might say?
Yeah, he looks sickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little sickly there.
Yeah.
Man.
That's right.
You ever heard anybody say anything else there instead of sickly, maybe?
No.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any sicknesses like that that kept you down?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah.
What kind of things did you
have? First I got on with it was typhoid level fever.
Hmm.
And I stayed down with it six weeks. Now, you talking about this, people say you can't do without eating. But I dumped out 6 weeks eating. But they let me I drank milk, the buttermilk. Now they wouldn't give me no sweet milk.
Hmm.
Buttermilk and this old sugar, you know, when they make this soy, that sugar soy. Now that's all I eat. Mm-hmm. That sweet milk. And someday you come there, I know you, and again you come there, I ain't know nobody been there.
Oh.
And doctor. And Dr. It was two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed there. And they rode night and day to me. And they got off. And when they come in the fifth day, the fifth week, he told mama that they killed me a chicken. And I know what I was going to eat then. Boil that chicken and give me the liquor. That's all I to another week.
Hmm.
And then when that next week come, then the 6 week come up, and then he told her to cook a little rice.
Mm-hmm.
And cook it good and done.
Mm-hmm.
And make it, you know, kind of liquor, kind of thick. And give me that. And then I got up then where I was going. I was going about then. And I had a little place down under the hill that wasn't nowhere from the house where we went to swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd go down there, you know, but I hadn't got strong enough. Every now and then my knees would give away. But I was going down the hill and I just kept going. And I went down there and looked at all this swimming pool. And after a while I turned around and come back. And I got about halfway then I had to crawl the other balance to the house. Couldn't get up to save my life.
Oh. Mm-mm. That must have been a bad disease.
Yeah, it was.
Did you have a high fever?
High fever, yes sir. It just burned up with it.
Oh.
Yeah, someday you come there, I wouldn't know you been there.
Hmm.
And then next day you come there, I talk with you, they're like me, you talking now, but.
Oh, how old were you when you had that?
I was about 10 years old.
Hmm.
And the next time I got on with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when.
How old were you when you got that?
Well, I was grown then. I had, at 5 or 6 children.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was grown, you know. Me and the boy, and the boss man, he went to Montgomery to be operated on. And left me, a boy, my cousin, after Paul, to fix a fence. Not a fence, a gate,
mm-hmm.
but it could go back and forth in his pasture. And it was sprinkling rain. And he come on in, then as he was sprinkling rain, and it looked like I want to have a chill.
Huh.
And I told Paul, I said, Paul, I said, I can't make it, boy. I said, you just have to, say, Rick, you can do without me. He said, yeah, I can do without you. And I went on home with the bed.